I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is brought to you by the Boy Scouts of America. Everyone knows that Girl Scouts sell cookies, but did you know that the Boy Scouts have been selling popcorn for decades? You can order online and have it shipped directly to you. If you're not that fond of popcorn, there's an option where you can donate popcorn for the men and women fighting to keep us free. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/popcorn. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/popcorn. And as a special side deal, what I'm going to do is anyone who places an order on otrwesterns.com/popcorn gets 1 month free of the member section on our site. All you have to do is send me your order number and you get 1 month free. Again, for more information, go to otrwesterns.com/popcorn. Before we get started, I do want to let everybody know that one of our loyal listeners decided to go ahead and spend, let's just say, $100 or more on popcorn, which is our sponsor for this month and going to be a little bit for next month. So I definitely want to thank them. I went ahead and gave them a lifetime membership to OTR Westerns. So if you want any type of membership, I'm going to go ahead and match whatever you spend on popcorn. I'll match it for comparable membership. So definitely something to think about. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be Hop Along Cassidy. Original air date's March 10th, 1951. And the title is The Boss of Vinegar Bend. Hope you enjoy. And again, thanks for listening.
Action and suspense out of the Old West comes the most famous hero of them all, Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd. The Ring of the Silver Spurs heralds the most amazing man ever to ride the prairies of the early West, Hopalong Cassidy, the same Hoppy you cheer in motion pictures, and the same California you've laughed at a million times. Raw courage and quick shooting have built a legend around this famous hero. Hopalong is a name to be feared, respected, and admired. For this great cowboy rides the trails of adventure and excitement. William Boyd as Hopalong Cassidy and Andy Clyde as California. Well, Hoppy, what about our story?
This is called The Boss of Vinegar Bend. It's one that began one morning when California and I were on our way back to the Bar 20 from the Dry Plains. We were taking it easy through a particularly rough section of country when we spotted two big Conestoga wagons bouncing and rocking along, headed apparently for a land of rocky gorges, mesquite, and snakes.
Hoppy, what you think them Connies are doing heading that way?
No business of ours, California, but it does seem strange. It's sure no land for nesters. No trail there, either.
Hoppy, you know I ain't curious, and I'm always willing to mind my own business. Of course, that's the kind of a feller I am, but, couldn't we just,
All right, California. We'll ease over that way and say howdy. But mind you, no prying into their affairs.
Now, as if I'd do a thing like that. Let's go, huh?
Hello, the wagon. Hello there.
Well, I'll be damned if it ain't female.
Well, I'll be damned if it ain't menfolk. Howdy. Howdy. I'm Mrs. Oates. That's my daughter driving t'other wagon.
You driving out here all alone?
Yep, my old man up and died quite a piece back right after we shipped the dust to Tennessee. That her name's Judy. Where are you all heading? I got some corn pone you're welcome to.
Hoppy, what's she talking about?
Shh. Glad to meet you, Mrs. Oates. My name's Hopalong Cassidy. This is my partner, California Carlson.
Cassidy?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't in a relation to them ornery Kentucky Cassidys, be you? No, I reckon you ain't. Last one of them got shot for stealing hogs. Sure you wouldn't care for some corn pone.
Hoppy, you say so.
No, thanks. Mrs. Oates, you seem to be headed into some rough country. Are you sure it's where you want to go?
Well, sure I'm sure. Got me a ranch just behind them rocky gorges. My old man paid Mr. Skaggs $11,000 for it.
$11,000 for a ranch behind the gorges? Mrs. Oates, do you suppose you could get this Mr. Skaggs to cancel the deal?
Now, why should I do that? I want me a fine ranch.
But those gorges don't end till they hit the mountains. Those are badlands.
What? Mr. Cassidy, that $11,000 was our whole life savings.
Well, maybe Skaggs would give your money back.
Not that critter. Calls himself boss of Vinegar Bend. Told me the deal was legal and binding, no matter if my husband was passed on. He didn't want no corn pone, neither.
Mrs. Oates, Judy... I'm afraid you're in for a real shock. If your ranch is in those badlands, it's not worth a tenth of what you paid for it.
Mr. Cassidy, what are you saying?
Just that you've been swindled, cheated. That ranch of yours is worthless.
No. No, he wouldn't. Mr. Cassidy, that can't be. I ain't got no more money to get home on. Ain't got no home to get to. Judy and I...
Now, Mrs. Oates, suppose I have a talk with this Skaggs.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Cassidy. Thanks.
Hoppy, I got a hunch this'll mean bad trouble.
Now, back to Hopalong Cassidy and our story, Boss of Vinegar Bend. On their way to the Bar 20, Hoppy and California meet a Mrs. Oates, a widow, and her daughter, Judy, heading into the Badlands west of Vinegar Bend. When the woman finds out that they have been swindled, Hoppy offers to help. Now, they're all nearing the broken-down shacks that comprise the woman's ranch house.
Well, at least there's something to live in, Mrs. Oates.
Sure ain't what Mr. Skaggs said it was. You see my cows any place, Mr. Cassidy?
Cows? You mean there were cattle included in your deal?
Well, sure. What kind of a ranch is without cows? Skaggs said there was 1,000 head of beef on this ranch.
Oh, my gosh. She means Maverick.
Yeah, you're right, California. Mrs. Oates, these gorges and breaks hold a lot of cattle, but they're ones who have gone wild. They're Mavericks. Rounding them up is expensive. It's tough and dangerous work.
Well, I can ride. So can my daughter.
Lady, ain't no one gonna round up wild Mavericks.
She's right, Mrs. Oates. Mavericks that have become used to freedom are killers. No, you and Judy try to make the place livable. California will stay and help while I ride in and see Skaggs.
Well, one thing more you ought to know, Mr. Cassidy. Mr. Skaggs holds a $5,000 mortgage on this place still. Reckon he planned to get it back and swindle somebody else with it like he did my old man and me.
Oh, fine. You don't even have a clear title.
Well, now, maybe with the help of a strong man, I could get the place on a paying basis somehow. You be a strong man, Mr. Cassidy.
I'm going to see Skaggs. I'll see you later.
Mighty upstanding figure of a man. But I reckon he don't hanker for a double harness. Mr. Carlson, now you ain't such a great catch, but can you plow a straight fur?
Me? Oh, no, ma'am. Hoppy!
Pardon me, but where do I find Skaggs?
I am Mr. Caldwell Skaggs, sir. Banker, mayor, land agent, and at your service. You here to put in or draw out of the bank?
Draw out, I guess. Name's Cassidy. Hopalong Cassidy.
Fine. No, it isn't either. You have no account here.
I know, but you sold a parcel of badlands to the Oates family for $11,000.
Plus a $5,000 mortgage. The total was $16,000.
Yeah. Well, Henry Oates died. His widow and child are out there now. It was a neat swindle, but don't you think some of that money should be given back to them?
Some... Oh, that is a good one. Give the money back. What on earth for?
To keep them from starving for one slight reason.
I assure you, Mr. Cassidy, their starvation is a matter of total indifference to me. Good day.
You know, I'm working up a great dislike for you, Skaggs, and I think maybe it's time your business deals were taken up in court.
Yes? Step into my office, Mr. Cassidy. Perhaps we should discuss this more fully.
Hi, Mr. Skaggs.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were bringing in a customer.
Don't leave, Toller. This is Mr. Cassidy, and he's hardly a customer. Mr. Cassidy, this is my assistant, Vic Toller.
Glad to meet Cassidy.
Well, hello, Toller. Haven't they hung you yet?
Not yet, Cassidy.
Gentlemen, you've met before?
Yeah, we've met. He was in Cottonwood when I drilled a guy for calling me a killer. Cassidy helped run me out of town.
Well, is that so?
You seem to be a strange sort of banker, Scraggs. Hiring gunslingers like Toller. I have a hunch a good investigation of you is going to prove downright interesting.
Scraggs, you better let me get rid of this guy. He's Moy Mallow. He's bad medicine. And he swings a lot of weight back in his home range.
You're wearing guns, Toller. Why don't you... You want to try now?
No, not right now.
Aye, you must be a tough one, Cassidy. Toller doesn't usually fear a test of his peculiar, shall we say, talents.
Oh, I'm not afraid of him, Mr. Skaggs.
Congratulations on your courage. But perhaps we'd better take care of Mr. Cassidy in a more legal way.
What?
Give me your gun.
Well, sure, here.
Hold it, Skaggs.
Calm yourself, Cassidy. I have no intentions of shooting you. Only doing this.
You hit me, Mr. Skaggs. What did you have to hit me for?
Sorry, Toller. I had to have a little evidence. That split cheek and jaw should do it.
You know, I don't care if you want to slaughter your help, Skaggs, but it doesn't settle the matter I came in on.
You will care, Mr. Cassidy. You see, I've just witnessed your brutal assault on poor Mr. Toller here.
My assault?
Yours. At least that's how it will be presented to Sheriff Williams unless you ride out of town and stay out. And as I happen to own the sheriff, as I own everything in Vinegar Bend, I would advise you not to test the case against you. Attempted murder, or assault with a deadly weapon if you prefer, carries a nice long prison sentence. Now get out.
I'll go for now, but I'll be coming back, Skaggs, to answer those charges in full.
This is awful. You hiding out from the law, Skaggs turning the whole town against you? We better get fast.
No, that's just what Skaggs wants me to do. But first, I'm going to try a little scheme that may take the load off Mrs. Oates here.
Oh, now, Hoppy, don't you fret about me. My old man was a big sucker for buying this ranch, sight unseen, dern. His furs were so straight, rest his soul.
Hoppy, what's the plan you was talking about?
With Mrs. Oates' permission, California, we're going to round up enough mavericks out of the draws and brush around here to pay off Skaggs.
Now, that'd be nice. I could maybe sell it to a sucker myself, then.
Yeah, no, Mrs. Oates.
Hoppy, you're getting loco. Why, we'd need 30 men to round up them.
No, we won't, California. All we need is a few matches.
Now, what are you thinking of, us and matches?
I did a little scouting around, California. There's a big clear canyon north of here with a wide entrance and a gooseneck. You and I are going to make a big rim of fire and the mesquite circling it. As it burns in, every maverick in the area will be forced into that canyon.
Sure, and so will the fire.
No, that's the easy part. The canyon is rock-walled. We'll make a big fire break in the gooseneck. The fire will be stopped there. Won't do any harm, and it should net us quite a few head of mavericks.
So we have a herd of cattle, huh? And now, how are the two of us going to haze them to market? They're going to be so wild, a calf going to send them stampeding.
Well, we'll have to make it somehow, California.
Well, you're the doctor, Hoppy. I'll sure do my bit to mess up this skag. Goes the last of them, Hoppy. The fire will hit the gooseneck in another 10 minutes. How many you figure we got in that case?
I'd say we've rounded up about 500 of the meanest, toughest steers in the state.
500, huh? Hey, with cattle going at $18 a head, we'll get more than the 5,000 we need.
No, these aren't prime steers. We'll be lucky to get $10-$12 a head. But that'll do it.
Well, I'm sure glad this is over with. It's been the hottest darn work I ever done, keeping that fire under control. Round up on the bar 20 is going to seem like a picnic after this.
As soon as that fire dies, we'll have to block that entrance so the steers will be penned in. We can start hazing them to the railroad tomorrow.
Man, I'll bet that Skaggs hombre will be whopping mad when he hears about this.
What the... California, you hit?
No, I'm all right, but get this darn dead horse off of me. Where'd those shots come from?
And this smoke, who can tell? He may try again. Keep down.
Who's getting up?
I guess he's gone. But one thing's sure, that guy killed your horse was playing for keeps.
Why, now, that's real comforting, Huffy.
Tomorrow we'll get an early start with the herd. I have a feeling that those shots came from a friend of Skaggs. We got cattle, but getting them to market is going to be a different matter. Take the other point as soon as we leave the canyon. Let the drag go.
Don't make me mad. I sure hate to eat dust. Come on, dogies. Ramble. Hiya.
And be careful of those horns. These critters really carry bad ones.
Turn right I will. I can see 500 arguments for short horns right in front of us. Get up, you lazy dogie, or do I have to tail you up? Hiya. Hiya.
All right, California, we're all clear. I'll take this point.
Right, I'll cut around back of the herd and take the other. Hope to keep moving like this, and we'll make it in 8 days easy.
California, look out back there, those men!
Well, they're trying to stampede us. Those cattle are headed for the cliff.
Trying nothing, they're doing it. Come on!
Back to Hopalong Cassidy and our story, Boss of Vinegar Bend. Trying to save the herd of maverick cattle he and California rounded up from the Badlands for Mrs. Oates, Hoppy raced off in an attempt to stop the stampeding steers, frightened by strange men who fired guns into the drag. We find Hoppy and California resting at Mrs. Oates' ranch.
Well, we don't need to be told who was back of that stampede.
Well, that finishes the Oates family's ranches, losing all them cattle over the cliff.
Yeah, I'm afraid it does. Wait a minute. I remember something you said before. Something about selling this place to another sucker.
Oh, no, Hoppy, we ain't crooks.
No, but Skaggs is, and he's a greedy one. Now, if we could just use his own greed against him. California, bring me a pencil and paper.
Sure, Hoppy. Here's one over here. Who are you going to write to?
Thanks. A friend of mine over at the Sherlock Mine. And you've got a hard, fast ride. How long do you think it'll take you to make it over there and back?
It's nearly 60 miles. 3 days. Maybe 2 if I can keep going.
I'll keep going, then. Bring back the stuff he gives you, and we'll see if Skaggs can't be a sucker for his own bait. Here.
I'm on my way, Hoppy. I hope this idea works.
Morning, Hoppy. You feeling like some grub?
I sure do.
Now, who can that be?
Good morning, Mrs. Oates. Cassidy, I'm Sheriff Williams. You ready to come to jail, Peaceable?
What do you care how he comes? Take him.
Why don't you take me, Skaggs?
Shut up. I don't soil my hands with trash. Go on, Sheriff.
Sure, Miss Skaggs, I'm going. Told her to get those guns of his. Mrs. Oates, you better get out. Cassidy's got the address.
Mr. Skaggs, why are you doing this? He ain't hurt you none.
Oh, hush, woman. He's a little too smart, that's all. After a couple of years in jail, he'll learn to keep his nose out of my business.
Well, there you be, Cassidy. Hope you'll be comfortable.
Thanks a lot. Tell me, Sheriff, how does it feel to be bought?
Now, Cassidy, don't go insulting me. As long as Skaggs owns the bank in the town, I'll trail along with him and keep my job. Well, see you later.
Don't look in any mirror, Sheriff. You might get a bad shock.
Hoppy.
What? Who's that?
It's me, California. I'm at the window.
California, when did you get back?
I hit the ranch right after they took you away.
Did you get the stuff all right?
Sure, but here, I'll bring you a file and a gun.
Just keep them. I'm not breaking jail just yet. Now listen close. I want you to ride back to the ranch. Tell Mrs. Oates to be prepared to get an offer from Skaggs for her place.
What? Why? He won't offer...
Shh. He will. But tell her to hold out for a profit. Tell her she'll have Skaggs by the tail.
Well, Hoppy, you talk crazy. Why would Skaggs do a thing like offering her a profit?
That's where you come in. Take that shotgun and other stuff out to that overhanging rock north of the ranch house. Then do this.
Howdy, Sheriff. How's our prisoner?
Okay, I reckon, Miss Skaggs. Want to see him?
Yes, I think you would. I have a little news for him.
Well, sure. Come on. He's right in here, Miss Skaggs. Call me when you're done.
I will.
What do you want, Skaggs?
Oh, I just come to gloat a little, Cassidy, and to tell you to get some prayers together. You're going to die awful soon.
Yeah?
To be blunt, yeah. Toller's been telling me about those friends of yours back on your home range. I don't think it would be safe to let you go around spreading stories. Might cause me a little embarrassment.
Only about 20 years in the clubhouse. You'll love it. It'll be nice and quiet.
You kill me. Never give up, Cassidy. Well, maybe Toller's gun will change your mind. He's been made a deputy sheriff. Going to take you over to the county seat tomorrow.
And I get shot in the back trying to escape. You know, Skaggs, you lack imagination.
Mr. Skaggs.
What is it, Tola?
A guy just found gold on that Oates ranch.
He did what? Why? You're crazy, Tola. Go sleep it off.
No. I tell you, it's the truth. He's a prospector. He just rolled into town and drunker than two hoot owls and a barrel of moonshine. He spotted off about a... Finally hitting pay dirt, and he flashed a sack of rocks that are full of gold veins. And the player said they was high grade.
You sound like you've been chewing loco weed, Toller.
Gold? Gold? Toller, I'll kill you if you're lying to me. Where's the prospector now?
I slugged him, and I got him tied up in your office. Why, he even told me where he found the gold. And it ain't far from that Oates ranch house.
Well, that means we have to get that ranch back fast before Mrs. Oates finds out. Sheriff, get me out of here!
Sheriff, how about a nice game at casino?
Eh? You're a cool one. Ain't you figured out what Skaggs has got in mind for you?
Yeah. But he's working on a bigger deal right now.
Oh, was that why he tore out of town like the devil was after him? There's only one thing that could make Skaggs move that fast. Money.
You seem to know your owner, Sheriff.
I know him well enough. And stop insulting me. I'm just a politician, that's all. Skaggs owns the bank. The bank owns the votes, and the votes tell me what to do. But that...
Hi, Sheriff. Well, I've come to take the prisoner.
Oh, Toller, when did you get back? I thought you and Mr. Skaggs were out...
We were. Mr. Skaggs is finishing his business with old Lady Oates over at the bank. Now open up Cassidy's cell. He's due for a ride. A nice, long ride.
I don't... Well, all right, Toller, but I don't like this business. Sorry, Cassidy.
Oh, you put up a nice fight, Sheriff. Thanks a lot.
Shut up and get moving. Well, there's Mr. Skaggs. Hi, boss. Got the papers all signed?
Yes, I'm the owner of that gold mine. Legal and proper. Well, funny I've been pinching dollars at the bank when all the time I had a fortune waiting for me to grab.
Excuse me, some woman is waving for me to come over.
Oh yes, that's Mrs. Zoltz. Go on, Sheriff, see what she wants, but keep your mouth shut.
You know, Skaggs, you have a shock coming to you.
Oh, shut up, you stupid cowhand. You think you can rile me when I've just become the owner of millions in gold?
Have you? I hope you didn't pay her too much profit on that ranch. You didn't get a gold mine, you see.
Don't waste my time with lies. I saw the whole side of an overhang covered with gold flecks.
Sure, that's known as salting, if you use miner's lingo.
What?
My pal California fired a few shotgun loads of gold dust into that overhang, Skaggs, and then impersonated a drunken prospector.
You're lying.
Say, boss, he's crazy, ain't he? Well, that ain't possible. Go on, tell him he's crazy.
Ha, ha, ha. It's no use, Toller. Your boss man has been taken. He was immune to a lot of things, but a little salt on his tail brought him down.
Well, no, it can't be. Why, if it's true, I'm ruined. No, no. Toller, kill him. We'll see who laughs last.
You're right here, boss. But that's loco.
Everything's loco, Toller. But he's not going to get a chance to laugh at me. Kill him. Shoot him in the middle so I can see him die slow.
Okay, if you say so. This is one killing I think I'll like. You ready, Cassidy? I'm going to give you a real bad tummy ache.
Well, wait,
Now, back to Hopalong Cassidy.
Stand still, Skag. I've got you covered. Cassidy, you all right?
Sure. Thanks for plugging this rat Toller.
Him? Well, he'll live to confess. But I didn't shoot. It was Mrs. Oates here.
What?
Sure. I was carrying my old man's horse pistol. Don't know why he bought this darn pistol anyhow. Never could hit the side of a barn. Plowed a mighty straight for her, though, rest his soul. Take that vermin to jail, Sheriff.
Yes, ma'am. Come on, Skaggs.
No, no, I'm the boss of this town, I tell you. I own a gold mine. You can't put me in jail. It's a frame-up.
Man, don't he yell pretty. Do your duty, Sheriff.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a-planning to.
But she robbed me. I've been swindled, I tell you, Sheriff. Arrest her.
No, you arrest. Just come along peaceful. Or I'll melt you one across the skull and drag you. Now move.
I've been cheated. Sheriff, you can't arrest me. She's the one. She and
Cassidy. My. I reckon that poor man don't recollect. I tried to tell him there weren't no gold on the ranch. More I insisted, more he kept offering. Wish my old man could have seen me dickering. He didn't have no head for figures, but he sure...
I know. He plowed a mighty straight furrow, though.
Why, now, however did you know that?
Never mind. There's one thing that kind of puzzles me, though. How come the sheriff turned so obedient? He acted like you owned him.
Well, I reckon I do, in a way. Things is all switched around, Hoppy. That skag got so excited what was wanting my ranch so terrible, he swapped me his whole back for the property.
Well, doggone.
Then you do own Sheriff Williams.
Sure. What that crook don't know is that he's due to be a prisoner along with Skag just as soon as I can find an honest man to be the new sheriff. Reckon you'd care for a little corn pone now.
We'd love some, boss.
Boss? Me?
Why, sure. Mrs. Oates, you're boss of Vinegar Bend now.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, that's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.